Thank you and good morning. The stretch of highway in Del Norte County, known as the Last Chance Grade, has lived up to its name this winter as constant rain has impacted the region and left motorists unsure if their chosen route to a destination will be open. On Friday, a rock and debris slide closed down the Last Chance Grade completely for about 6 hours while Caltrans crews worked to remove the debris. By Friday night, the roadway was open to one-way control traffic, and by Saturday morning, the roadway was open to traffic in both directions. It's not the only weather-related impact to local roadways. Highway 101 in northern Mendocino County is the scene of a slide as well, and controlled traffic remains in place north of Leggett following that slide a few weeks ago. To the west, Highway 1 west of Leggett remains closed to through traffic due to two slides that have shut down the highway. On Friday and Saturday, Caltrans recorded as trees and debris continued to come down onto the road surface. In addition to the slides, the roadway at the slide furthest from Leggett has begun to sink, and so far it's unclear why, but it could be that that stretch of roadway was built on logs, as was done in the past. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home. A warehouse fire in Eureka shut down traffic lanes and threatened to spread to surrounding structures before it was brought under control and extinguished last night at just before 9 o'clock. Humboldt Bay fire crews responded to a report of heavy smoke coming from a 1,500-square-foot storage building at 3rd and R Streets near the foot of the Samoa Bridge, and it forced the closure of the northbound lane of 4th Street while firefighters were on scene. The fire was located in the storage facility attached to a 5,000-square-foot warehouse, and while firefighters attacked the fire itself, others searched for any victims and found none. The fire was brought under control in about 20 minutes, and fire crews remained on scene for more than 2 hours. Damage is estimated at $50,000. The cause is under investigation. There have been 13 fatal traffic collisions this year. Jordan Christmas has news on the latest.
A man was arrested for DUI following a fatal single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 just north of 6th Avenue in the West Haven area on Thursday afternoon. 26-year-old Victor Herrera was headed north on Highway 101 when he allowed his vehicle to leave the road while driving on a downhill curving roadway. The vehicle came to rest in a creek below the road, and the passenger, 25-year-old Glenn Rowe Jr., suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Emergency personnel responded to the scene, and Herrera was found to be under the influence, and he was treated at the hospital for major injuries. After he was released, he was booked into county jail for DUI and vehicular manslaughter.
Thank you, Jordan. The Yurok tribe announced on Friday that the number of fall Chinook salmon predicted to return to the Klamath River this year will be about 11,000 fish, which is the lowest count on record. Tribal officials say that they are preparing for the economic, cultural, and social impacts the low run of salmon will have for the tribe, as officials say it's the most catastrophic fishery collapse in the Klamath River's history. Tribal chairman Thomas O'Rourke said that the situation is a nightmare, and he never dreamed that it could get this bad. Tribal officials attribute three things to the low run of salmon: elevated level of fish disease in the river for two straight years, poor river conditions, and poor ocean health. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The chief complaint heard regarding two state laws, AB 109 and Prop 47, that were passed as a way to lower the state prison population, is that repeat offenders no longer get sent to prison and are instead released into the local community to be monitored by overworked probation departments. The Eureka Police Department has teamed up with the Sheriff's Office to address the issue of those repeatedly arrested for theft and shoplifting. The police department has instituted new guidelines to keep the worst offenders in jail until they are arraigned. If the suspect has a previous conviction for theft in the past 5 years, or if they've been arrested for theft within the past two, they will be held in jail when previously, because of state law, they would have been released. Also, the Eureka Police Department is still searching for 33-year-old Rocky Carl Keene, who was wanted on a $200,000 warrant for armed robbery. Keene is a suspect in at least four armed robberies stretching back to last December, and he is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information as to Keene's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. A state lawmaker has introduced a bill that would prevent individuals under the age of 18 from marrying in California. Currently, minors under 18 need permission from their parents to get married, and they could also be assigned to premarital counseling by a judge before getting hitched. Senate Bill 273 would prohibit any marriage until the person has reached the age of legal consent, and that's 18 years old in California. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.